Thank you. fantastic to be back. It's really great. Oh, I say that, but we were here last night. It's still great to be back. We love this city, beautiful place, Sydney, and we are going to have a great time here tonight. We've got some old songs, some new songs, some in-between songs, and this next one is from the former category.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the one and only wardrobe change of the whole evening. That's it. Okay.
Thank you.
put that little bit on the end of Let Me Roll It as a tribute to the late, great Jimi Hendrix. And I always tell the story that I was very lucky to know Jimmy a little bit in the 60s when he was in London, because he actually launched his main career from London, even though he was an American guy. And so I got to hang out with him a little bit, and his writing. And yeah, I mean, you know, it was great memory. And he was a lovely man, very humble guy, and fantastic guitar player. I think one of the greatest tributes he ever paid us was after we'd released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. After we'd released that on the Friday night, 2 days later, on the Sunday, he'd learned it and he opened his show with it. Yeah. And he did a great version of it, you know, really crazy, big sort of wild Hendrix version of it. And in the middle he played a big extended solo, and he's using this Bixby vibrator arm, this kind of wangy bar, and he's giving it some welly, you know, he's kind of going, giving it all the sort of treatment. And it was fantastic. But we knew, those of us in the audience who knew about this stuff, we knew that that would send his guitar in those days wildly out of tune. And he knew it, and we knew it, and there's no way back. I mean, how's he going to get out of this one? So he starts looking around. He says, is Eric in the audience, man? He's looking for Eric Clapton. And Eric was in the audience. We were all there to see this great new guitar player. But Eric doesn't want to know. Eric's cringing down. Anyway, Jimmy spots him. Hey man, will you come up here and tune this thing for me? No. Tune it yourself. Okay, I've got a few here in Sydney tonight. Okay, so, next song we'd like to do is one that I wrote with my wife, Nancy. And she's with us in the audience here tonight. This one's for you, Nancy.
Won't be mine, 'cause I love you.
Okay. I'd like to do a song now that I wrote for Linda. Thank you. thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
your door in spite of all the danger. So they say, how do you write a song? And there's no easy answer, because songs can come in very different ways. Sometimes it's just like a title that you like and you write the song around that. Or sometimes it can be a melody and that starts you off. And other times it can be something as simple as a riff and you write the whole song based on that riff. This next song is based on this riff. It goes to this one. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to the great Beatles producer, Sir George Martin. And he was a great man. He was one of those men in my life that I feel very privileged to have met and to have worked with. He was a funny man, very musical, and he's the guy who signed us to our first record contract and produced all our records, so without George there would not be any Beatle records. So I've got lots to thank him for. Anyway, so we were invited down to do our first session at Abbey Road Studios in London. Right, Richard? And we got down there. Now, we are like 22 years old. So we're a bit nervous. This is the big London studio, you know. Anyway, we go down there and we're going to do our song, Love Me Do, for George. So we play it to him. And the arrangement we had John singing the line, Love Me Do. And then he went, Love Me Do. And he went, Love Me Do. Wah, wah. And then he played the harmonica. In the middle of the session, George decided that he would like it to, the harmonica, to come in on the one. So it would go, Love Me, wah, wah, wah. And John obviously couldn't do the two parts. So George turns to me and he says, Paul, would you mind singing the Love Me Do line? I go, yeah, sure. So you know, I'm nervous, but now I'm terrified. I've got this line I've never sung before. So of course, you know, I'm not going to say no, so I do. But when I hear the record these days, I can still hear the terror in my voice. Love Me Do! Check it out, you'll notice it. But not tonight. And you might not love your mother. And you might have noticed the people come along to these shows bringing signs that they hold up. And so, I mean, it's really nice. We love that they bring these signs along. But what happens is, you're trying to remember your words, and you're trying to remember your chords, and you're trying to sing it right, and your mind says, don't read the signs. But then there's another bit of your mind that says, yeah, go on, read them, it's okay. So, if I get it wrong, I'm going to blame you signs, okay? Alright, let's see what we got here. All I want for Christmas is a hug from you. Thank you for coming back to Australia. I love you, Paul. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back here. We love it. We're so happy to be back. What's this one? Can't quite read that one. It's a little bit. Okay. Reward my sergeant by sign and hug, travelled 120,000 miles for 44 shows. Whoa! What did you want? Yeah. Okay. So, sign my butt. Well, go on, let's have a look at it.
You love her too.
okay? All right. So one of the tales I tell is that back in the 60s, particularly in the southern states of America, there were a lot of troubles going on over civil rights. We would hear about this back in Britain, and I wanted to try and write a song that if it ever got back to the people in Little Rock, Arkansas, Montgomery, all the people who are going through the struggles, if the song ever got back to them and they heard it, it might just help them a little bit with what they were going through. It's this song. Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were wrong, you waiting for this woman to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Open eyes and learn to see all your life. You were always waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of the night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. For this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. One of the things I'm really proud of, having written that song, is that going around the world on tour, I get quite a few people come up to me and say, hey man, you know, I tried to learn that song Blackbird when I was a kid, you know? How many people here tried to learn Blackbird? Yeah? And you all got it wrong. I'm very proud of that. Okay. Something I say in every show is that it's very hard sometimes to pay someone a compliment. You know, it could be your loved one, your relative or someone, and you think you want to say something really nice to them, but then you go, yeah, I'll put it off. I'll put it off. I'll tell them tomorrow. I can get around to it next week. And then suddenly it can be too late, and you wish you'd done it. And I wrote this next song after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John. Woo! And as I say, you know, we were kids in Liverpool growing up. You got four guys in a band there, and at that age, and in a band, and in those days, there's no way you can say, I love you, man. Just didn't do things like that, you know? So I wrote this song after John died, and it's in the form of a conversation that we never got to have. And if I said, I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, get it said. Okay, so here's one thing. We know what you like. We can tell from up here what songs you like, because when we do an old Beatles song, the place lights up with all your phones. It's like a galaxy of stars. And then when we do a new one, it's like a black hole. Well, we don't care. We're gonna do them anyway. thirst. All right. How are you people at the back doing? You okay? How about the folks along the side? How about this side? How about you guys? Okay, we played you the oldest song that the Beatles ever recorded. So that's the furthest back in time. We'd like to play you the most recent thing that we've been involved with. If you want to sing along, the words are on the screen.
What does he get? All the lonely people.
Thank you. And playing the keyboards on that, which is no mean feat, using every digit available to him, is our keyboardist, Paul Wicks Wiggins. As I say, we were up in Liverpool, and we eventually got down. Yes, here for Liverpool. Okay. We eventually came down to London, you know, to record and stuff. And we were very excited to be there, the big city, you know. It was great. We were young guys, and it was all very exciting. And one of the things we used to love to do was go down to this place called Charing Cross Road. And the thing about it was, but that was where all the guitar shops were. The whole road was lined with guitar shops. So we could easily spend an hour or two just looking at all these shiny new guitars in the windows, you know? We loved it. So one day me and John were down there, window gazing, and we saw this London taxi cab go past with a couple of our mates in it, and it was Mick and Keith out of the Stones. So we hailed the cab, they stopped, they said, give us a lift. So anyway, they did, and we got in. So there's me, John, Mick and Keith in the cab, and, you know, discussing how it's going, and you know, how excited we all are with making records and things. But then Mick said, here's the only trouble is, he said, we haven't got a single. Because they were mainly a blues cover band, so they didn't have a sort of radio single. So me and John got thinking, he said, we've got a song. I think it really suit you guys. So we sent them along to them, and they did it, and it was actually their first number one UK hit. Oh, yeah. And it's this song, we're going to play that. Okay.
Here you go, some sausages. Takes me back because, you know, when we first came over here in the 60s, it was amazing because you really couldn't hear yourself play or sing or anything. I mean, for the girls screaming, okay, girls, let's have a Beatles scream. Sound system. It's a little crummy little lamps. Anyway, it was a laugh. Ukulele. How many of you know, but George Harrison was a really good ukulele player. Let's hear it for Georgie. Have a big collection of them. In fact, he gave me this one from his collection. And he was a big fan of this guy that we'd grown up watching on television when we were kids in Liverpool, on the early television days, on the black and white films. And it was this guy called George Formby, who was, you know, for the elder generation, he was like a big star. And he played ukulele. And I say, George was a big fan of his, so much so that he joined his fan club. Yeah. And they had a, you know, convention up in Blackpool, which is like about 50 miles north of Liverpool. And George would go each year to the convention with all these other members. There was like about 100 of them all sitting in a room. He loved it. He was, anyway. So I was round at his house one day, and we were playing ukuleles together. And I said to him, "I've learned one of your songs on the ukulele." So we played it then, and we'd like to play it for you now.
I read the news today.
You're on your own. Are you ready for that? Are you ready?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, back in the USSR, and you know, another of my stories is we had always wanted to go to Russia, if for no other reason, just to play on that song. So we did. We got invited to play a show in Red Square, Moscow. And we were actually the first rock and roll band ever to play a gig in Red Square, Moscow. We had a great time, you know, really enjoyed ourselves, and crowd was great. You know, we played that song twice.
Come on.
Anyway, yeah, so one of the interesting things happened was about backstage. There were quite a few members of the Russian government, because it was Kremlin, Red Square, and so they were all backstage, they were swinging the free vodka. And one of my guys on the crew, he says, "See that guy there?" He says, "He's the Russian defense minister." I go, "Whoa, big job." Anyway, this little guy comes up to me and says, "Paul, first record I ever bought was Love Me Do." And this other tall guy comes over, and my mate says, he's in the government too. So he comes over and he says to me, "We learned to speak English from listening to Beatles records." He looks me straight in the eye and he says, "Hello, goodbye." It's a curse. It's true, honest. thank you very much. Thank you for the lights. There will be an answer. Let it be. time just the girls. Come on, ladies.
Thank you.
you've been a beautiful crowd tonight. Thank you so much. And this is our last night of our Australian tour, so that's very special. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
please? We try and get someone out of the audience, maybe one of those signs. Stop a bit of a laugh on the stage here. Let's see, who we got tonight, Brian? Who do we have?
Thank you.
But when last night we spoke to this young man here, come and say hello again, come on. He's the oldest member of the group. He's just a little short. Okay, what's your name?
Jackson.
Jackson. And where are you from, Jackson?
Sydney.
And how old are you?
10 years old.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jackson, I think everyone will agree. It's great to see you carrying on the tradition. Good luck. One more time, let's hear it for the Governor of Quarry Memorial Pipe Band. He's 35. No, but seriously, it's great to see him carrying on the tradition, I must say. Very cool, yeah? Yeah. Okay, would you want to keep rocking? Okay, let's keep rocking then. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. and say, what a great welcome and what a fantastic send-off on our last night or two. We've had a really great time here, you know. We've been touring around Australia, we've been to Perth, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, and had a fantastic time. But there's come a time when we have to go home. Yeah, I mean, like now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's around about the same time you've got to go home anyway, so... Okay, listen, so, to bring you a big show like this, we've got some great people we need to thank here. I want to thank, first of all, Pablo and his team on the sound, Wally and his team on the lights, and Paul Becker on the video screens, all the guys and gals on the piano, guitars, equipment, drums, keyboards. We've got Shaky on the piano, we've got Grubby on the monitors. And it's just so many people, we can't mention them all, but they're fantastic. But the girls in the wardrobe and the catering, and the riggers and the truckers. Anyway, let's hear it for the best crew on the planet. We want to thank these guys personally too. They're really fantastic, do such a great job. It's like our extended family. And also I want to thank this fantastic band of mine. These guys can play! Most of all, like we say at the end of every one of our shows, we want to thank you for coming along. We hope you had a great time, because we have, so thank you very much. We love you. Get back home, I'll see you pretty darling. guy. Thank you, everybody, here in Sydney tonight. Thank you, everybody, in Australia. We've had the best time. We love it. Only thing remains to be said is see you next time.